Welcome back, podcast listeners, to the episode of Politics for Lazy Dummies. I'm your host, Michael. This episode is going to be on Bernie Sanders, the senator of Vermont, versus Ted Cruz, the senator of Texas. Now, of course, you guys don't know Bernie Sanders is a socialist. Ted Cruz is a Republican. And they were arguing their points on tax reform and healthcare reform. Obviously, I don't like Ted Cruz. Okay, I don't. He sounds phony. He sounds fake. He's a lawyer. He'll give you some nice words because he's a lawyer. And for some people, he does it for you. And he doesn't do it for me. That's fine. But for this issue and listening to what he had to put out, he totally killed it. He destroyed Bernie Sanders. It wasn't even a fair fight. But you have to listen to what he's saying and go with the facts. One thing that Ted Cruz was saying, of course, and showed even a picture of the United States of there's counties in the country that only provide one or two healthcare providers for that region. One or two. When you only have one or two competitors out there, they can regulate the rules. They can say what it is. If you're the only one in your county with a healthcare plan, you can regulate, you can charge whatever you want because there's people that need to have it. It's a necessity for people, right? And it's a law. And if I don't have one, I have to pay at the end of the year. So obviously, if I'm the only one, I'm going to charge you whatever I want. It's going to be high end, like a lot of them are. And some of them, some of these states, they don't have any. Some of them have none. Because the way Obamacare is set up is they need everybody. They need everybody to apply to this so it can counterbalance. The rich has to carry the middle class. The middle class has to carry the poor, so on and so forth. But the poor, they have to put in something, and it's not going to be enough. Currently, right now, only the poor is putting in. Nobody's registering for Obamacare. They're either paying the fine or seeking other alternatives. But Bernie Sanders didn't take any credit. He didn't take any credit for Obamacare. He didn't mention how to get it better. All he's saying is that everybody needs health care. This is what the I won't even say the less, the Socialist Party tries to explain to you. One thing that Ted Cruz didn't mention, he did mention 52,000 Canadians in 2014 fled to the United States or other countries for health insurance because their health insurance is not that well. I don't think he hit that point well enough. See, currently in 2015, it takes for medically necessary procedures, medically necessary. I'm not talking about lipo. I'm not talking about eye surgery. For medically necessary procedures in Canada, it takes 20 weeks, an average, 20 weeks average to get attended to in Canada. Boston, which is one of the slower states for the United States currently for medically necessary procedures, you know how, and this is one of the worst, you know what it is? 52 days. 52 days. You're going to compare 4 or 5 months to 2 months. And that's what we currently have. One of the governors in Canada came to the United States for a heart procedure. Now, why would he do that if we're not better? Why would he do that if he's putting his life on the line? Well, I'm going to stay Canadian. I'm going to keep it true. No, I'm going to go to the United States. States like Vermont advertise to Canadians, come over, we'll take care of you. Because their system is no good. So the single-payer system that Bernie and the left try to convince people, it's not working in these other countries. If I break my arm and a doctor deems necessary for a medical procedure for surgery to repair my arm, I have to wait Five months for you to tend to me. That's the average wait time. I could be waiting more. Why? Because the line is so long. Why? Because people go, you know, my dog. Well, I want to say my dog, but let's say I have a 10-year-old and they sneeze one time. Well, I'm not going to pay for it. I'm going to take them to the doctor. Currently, you're waiting 2-3 hours. That's currently. If everybody got to see the doctor, then wait time's going to go even further. 5 hours, 6 hours, 8 hours, a week, so on and so forth. Because obviously you're not going to pay for it. You're not going to get the bill. So for you, it doesn't matter. And in the current system we have, You get 5-10 minutes with the doctor anyway, in the current system we have. With Donald Trump signed with his executive order, is that people get to vote with their, well, it won't be, with your feet, but with their signature. If every state has a healthcare plan and your state doesn't have a good one, you can go to another state. You can sign in for another state. What's going to happen? It's going to create a standard, a bar, because when it comes to federal funding, states are in line with hands ready for that federal money coming out. So, of course, they're going to have a good plan. And if their plan's inferior to another state, what do you think they're going to do? All they're going to do is copy your plan. Oh, you have this coverage in it, and it only costs this much. I'm going to have this. Either match or competitively have it. You make it a race for these guys, because currently there is no race. Currently, everybody gets a trophy. If you guys remember my past episodes, how I explain capitalism and socialism, currently everybody's getting a trophy. So if you have enough money to have a healthcare plan in a state, you're winning. Oh, but it doesn't matter. You're overcharging people. It's not that well quality. It doesn't matter. You're still going to get paid by the federal government. That's with Obamacare. No more. If you live in a small state in the middle of the United States and you don't like your health insurance, you can sign up for somewhere else. Let's even say New York State has a good one, and you're like, woof, 10 states away. Doesn't matter. You get to pick it if you like it, if it attends to your needs. And that's what it is. Every person, you can't cookie cut everybody's plan into one. You can't, because people, everybody's different. Everybody's different healthy-wise. Everybody has different needs. Men and women have different needs. Why am I going to pay for a mammogram if I'm never going to get one? And that's what we currently have with Obamacare. But the Republicans, if you're so scared to repeal it, you would think that we had Obamacare since the beginning, since the Constitution was signed. This is a new project. You can get rid of it right now. Overhaul, just repeal and have whatever we had before. This thing is destroying our country, how much money we're throwing into this. Repeal it. A clean repeal, and you have the, until the end of the year to fix it, which they probably won't get it done anyway, but I hope, I'm hopeful. I'm very much hopeful. That one stat alone that I told you, having to wait 4-5 months for a medically necessary procedure in Canada, it's atrocious. Forget about it. And currently the United States is only, well, for Boston, 52 days. And that's the one of the most. That's one of the most. My mom broke her arm. Less than 3 days later, she had surgery because she's in America, not Canada. Thank goodness she's not in Canada. She had to wait for that abysmal healthcare procedure. She had to wait over there. It's not a win. It's not a right. Kids that are 20 to 30 years old, they don't see the doctor every year. For what? They're at their peak health-wise. What reason do they have to see the doctor for? Not for for employers that have, that need healthy employees. They're going to pay to get a physical done, make it part of the, you know, whatever option they have, they come up with an idea. Because you don't have to have a physical if you don't want to, if you're an employer, but you get what you get. But if you get a medically cleared employee and this person's ready to work for you, now we're talking. But Bernie, he failed totally with the as far as the healthcare, because he didn't hold himself accountable for Obamacare. He didn't say what's going to fix it, a single payer system. No, you had Obamacare, you had your chance, you didn't do it. Obamacare is failing overwhelmingly. This is the main point why people are getting off the bandwagon of the left and jumping on the right. But if the right doesn't come through, then what? What, would you just vote everyone out? I hope we do. That's one of the options we have. But that was healthcare. Then we have tax reform debate. Start talking about taxes. And of course, Bernie's going to start talking about that 1%. He loves that 1%, even though he's really close to that, isn't he? as much money as he makes. He's a senator. Over 200K. He makes 200K plus $40,000 of expenses of private jets. You, for someone who loves to talk about the 1%, you're living a lavish life, aren't you, there, Bernie? But he loves talking about that 1%, saying that they can afford it. But I'll tell you this much. There are businesses out there that make hand over fist. The majority of the companies, they're just trying to make it by. They're just trying to get a profit so they can keep the doors open. That's the majority of businesses. And those that can't keep the door open, what happened? Those doors close and they don't open up again. And currently, businesses that in another environment were flourish are not flourishing. They're in the red. And there is no bailout for them because they have to jump through these hoops for either their tax code paying 35% of federal taxes or paying for Obamacare. There was a stylist out of Fort Worth, Texas, explaining that she has 5 salons and about 45 to 48 employees. And she's capped right there. She would love to expand her business, but with the current law saying that if she has 50 or more employees, she has to provide health care to them. Now you would think, well, shouldn't she provide health care for them? No. You gotta understand, when you sign up for certain jobs out there, you're not looking for a healthcare plan. I'm like, well, you gotta give me that healthcare plan that I'm seeking. No, they're trying to get paid. That's it. They're trying to do something. A lot of these people are retired already. Have their own Medicare, Medicaid, they have their own plan already for some of these jobs that we're talking about. Okay? There's a lot of people out there trying to become a hairstylist thinking in their mind, well, you know, wait a second, what's that healthcare looking like? What's the main thing people look for? Experience and pay. Healthcare is secondary. When you have a family, obviously you're not going to apply for that job. There's many a jobs out there. And many of jobs don't have health care. It's just plain and simple. Should they require to have some sort of health care plan? I say no. Because you're going to eat into everyone's profits and all the prices go up. And who does that affect? The consumer. So when you raise the prices, I'm not going to buy it. I'm not going to want it. And then jobs get lost. And the GDP goes down because we're not spending. But no. Oh, that's fine. Everybody has that option to, you know, get capped out at 49. Don't get 50 employees. No. You better stay at 49 before Obamacare comes and gets you. It's ridiculous. People are stagnant right now. And the Republican Party has not come through. We'll see if, you know, this November changes it. But they haven't been coming through. At least repeal it. At least repeal it so we have the old system back. At least repeal it so some of these employees can work 40 hours a week again. Because, of course, again, if you work more than 32 hours, you're deemed full-time. I mean, no, it changes. 32, then it's 29. So it's 29 hours. So if you work 30 hours, you're full-time, and they have to pay health insurance for you. So what do I do as an employee, an employer? I only give you 29-hour work hours. Work 29 hours, go home. 29 hours, go home. I'm not going to pay for your health insurance. Don't try to be slick and try to bamboozle businesses into paying things that they don't need to pay for. There are certain jobs out there that do give health care, that do give daycare in their jobs. But not every job should, because not every business is the same. They're trying to cookie cut every business to be the same. People are in different times of their lives. The really young, they don't need health insurance. The really old, they already have Medicare, Medicaid. The people in between, the 30s until 48, 50-ish. These are the people that are looking for health care. These are the people that are looking for, you know, dental vision for their kids, for their families. These are the people that you're looking for. But when you start focusing on, oh, just one side, oh, well, the really young, they're getting cheated out. Yeah, I understand that. They are getting cheated out. The really old, they already have Medicare, Medicaid. So what is it about? The people in the middle. The people 30 to 50, the ones that are looking for healthcare. But you know what? I'm not going to require every employer to have it, because you know why? If you want that job, you can sign up for it. If you don't want that job, you can get another job. That's the great thing about this country. It's all about choice. And with the current executive order with healthcare, we have choice. But back to taxes. 35%, highest in the world. Ireland is going to change theirs again from 12 to 8% corporate tax rate. How unbelievable. How does everybody else get their stuff together by emulating us? We're still trying to emulate their old ideas. That's not working. If we can get this thing to 20, 25%, I'll be happy. I would love to have it at 15% so we can be competitive with Canada and Mexico. Because, yeah, Canada, as socialist as they are, 17% corporate tax rate. 17%. We're not even there yet. That's half of what we got right now. Actually, more than half. But come on, we got to get our stuff together, man. And unfortunately, the American public, we don't put enough heat on our representatives. We don't, you know, email them. We don't write letters, which we should start doing more and more, and tell them what we want. This is what we want. This is why I want it. And you have it for the whole state. They represent you, remember? Don't just rubber stamp and vote for them. And don't show up not to vote. Have this discussion with your peers. Have this discussion at your job. Know what you want. Because when all you want is change, and when you get more of the same, then you get frustrated. We have to have answers. We have to repeal this. And we have to move forward. But as always, guys, if you like, love, or hate this podcast, share it with your friends. Follow me on Facebook. Look me on Twitter. This is Politics for Lazy Dummies. I'm your host, Michael. Peace.